There was a time he made a lot of money in his day. When he was in New York, he made money in California.
Yeah, if he did, his belly face, he made it, because he had to help somebody. He'd give it away.
But when he was told not to say things or preach his philosophy, then he would just quit and give up that income.
Because he did what he believed.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. He wasn't doing it for the money.
No. Woody Guthrie was a man who was for the working people.
Yeah.
I wonder what Woody would think today about the foundation, George Kaiser, Henry Zero, and all that are doing so much in the community. They are very, very wealthy people.
Yeah.
And I don't think he could refute that wealth as long as they were...
He
would be all for it.
Right.
If they were not being greedy.
It wasn't against wealth as much as it was against greed and keeping people down. Woody believed in the middle class, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And too many people today don't. And I'll state that as a genuine fact today.
Did you ever see him in his early signs of Huntington disease?
Oh, sure.
Tell us about what you observed.
Well, he had no balance. He had no control over his muscles. It wasn't just a little twitching. I've got pictures with him at the hospital. Arlo and me and his mother and Woody were the four of us at the hospital out on the lawn. And Woody just standing there and he's just limber. No motion. They're having to hold him up.
It's an awful disease, isn't it? Just awful.
I'm thrilled that he didn't have to live any longer.
He was 55 when he died?
Yes.
October 3rd, 1967 was his death date.
Were you near him when he died?
I was in the hospital, and I didn't know it. They'd been trying to call me at home. I'd had some surgery and was in the hospital in Oklahoma City. I had on the morning news in my hospital room, and there it is all about Woody Guthrie. And the doctor came. I said, "That's my brother. That's my brother. He died, you know." And then that got all over the hospital real fast. That Woody Guthrie's sister's in here.
Aren't you proud, though, of being famous for that?
I don't think of it as being famous. They tried to tell me. They said, "Mary Jo, you're a star." I said, "Woody is the star. I'm his representative."